Do you hear a voice? He wants to know. Something or somebody telling you what to do, and you had to do it? I say with 14-year-old eloquence.
Not exactly.
Tell me, Harry says. Oh, for a moon. A good fat moon. Something bigger to look at. I clutch another fistful of pine needles. My face is hot, as if Dad has asked me to talk about sex dreams. Which, in a way, I kind of, you know, feel something, I say. Inside, watching me. Maybe I'm laughing? But not really a voice, just an eloquent teenaged shrug. But it seemed to make sense to Harry.
And this something, it makes you kill things.
High overhead, a slow, fat jet crawls by.
Doesn't make me, I say. Just makes it seem like a good idea.
Have you ever wanted to kill something else? Something bigger than a dog?
I try to answer, but there is something in my throat. I clear it. Yes, I say.
A person?
Nobody in particular, Dad. Just... I shrug again.
Why didn't you?
It's... I thought you wouldn't like it. You and Mom.
That's all that stopped you?
I didn't want you, mad at me. Disappointed?
I steal a glance at Harry. He is looking at me, not blinking.
Is that why we took this trip, Dad? To talk about this?
Yes, Harry says. We need to get you squared away.
Squared away? Oh, yes. A completely Harry idea of how life is lived, with hospital corners and polished shoes. And even then, I knew. Needing to kill something every now and then would pretty much sooner or later get in the way of being squared away.
How?
I say. And he looks at me long and hard, and then he nods when he sees that I am with him step for step.
Good boy, he says. Now.
And in spite of saying now, it is a very long time before he speaks again. I watch the lights on a boat as it goes past, maybe 200 yards out from our little beach. Over the sound of their motor, a radio is blasting Cuban music.
Now, Harry says again,
and I look at him. But he is looking away, across the dying fire, off into the future, over there somewhere.